This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, we have a new pope.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. God sent a seagull to announce it, apparently.
I did see that photo there. That was very interesting.
It was. They were watching the seagull more than the smoke on Fox News. He was world famous by the end of She, Who Knows.
So the seagull photobombed the announcement of a new pope.
Absolutely. So, you know. You expect a dove, God sends a seagull. That's how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all life. So we have a new pope. That's going to be interesting. A lot of folks speculating on the choice of the first American pope. Not something anybody expected. I got to tell you, there were three names that I was just absolutely praying did not make it through the process. They would have taken the church so far to the left of Francis that I don't even know if the church could have withstood it. These were people who are more interested in Marxist politics than they are in religion of any kind, very much in the Francis mold, but worse. And if you go into the in-depth coverage that was done in a lot of Catholic publications like The Remnant, when Francis was chosen, the conservative cardinals, and there are some, and by conservative, I don't just mean like Republican. I mean like biblically, traditionally conservative Catholic cardinals were not very well organized last time. And we were hearing that they are better organized this time. This guy looks like a compromise candidate between the liberals and the you know, more conservative folks who were voting. And a lot of folks online last night saying, oh, well, this is about Trump. It's a response to Trump. It is, but not in the way they think. And just being inside the church all of these years and growing up in it and knowing like what a looming presence, Pope John Paul was, as much a part of the day-to-day life of the church, always referenced, always referred to. Any news of him was something people were wanting eagerly to hear. He was beloved. I think that what happened here was that there was genuine rage on the part of Pope Francis when Republicans defied him, voted in the majority for Trump. He thought we were just going to go along. That was the plan. That's why he was backed by the globalists and I think installed. I still have a ton of questions about whether he was ever actually the pope because the real pope is still alive. People forget that. There was some scandal, particularly in the Italian newspapers, about how he was pushed aside. And I think that a certain globalist political class thought we would just follow the pope. And I think Francis thought we would just follow the pope. Well, Catholics are pretty famous for not following the pope. And so we defied him on Trump, didn't listen, didn't care. And a real schism began between the church in Rome and in America to the point where Francis was not a factor is not a factor. I forget we have a pope. That's how not a factor inside the church he is. There's a picture. No one talks about it. Almost never mentioned. Too divisive. Too much anger. It's like he's not there. And what a contrast between him and John Paul growing up the way that I did. I think the choice of an American pope for the first time is recognizing that Rome is losing its grip on America, on the church in America. The closest parallel I can think to it is when the Orthodox Church slipped away. You look at the Orthodox Church, it is shockingly similar to the Catholic Church. And during that time, there was no email. It was hard even to get over the roads to, you know, connect those churches. And so they sort of fell apart, fell away, even though the Orthodox Church recognizes the sacraments of the Catholic Church and vice versa. They are almost identical. And yet they are not. The Orthodox just fell off. It fell away. And I'm telling you, that was what was going on in America. It was falling away. In name, sure, still connected. On paper, absolutely still connected. Making appointments, but with Rome having absolutely no or very little influence, Lee, of any kind on the church. And if you look at what had been happening inside Rome, Rome is going broke, as it should. We don't need the pomp. We don't need the circumstance. We don't need the glitter. We don't need the gold. It should all be sold. Properties given away, for charity. You know, in other words, sell it, raise the money, give it to charity. Jesus didn't want any of this. And if you look at what happened during Francis and you Google this, Rome is going bankruptly and quickly, running $64 million deficit. In the last year,
having to sell property. Vatican itself.
Yeah, the Vatican. That's what I mean.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. We call it Rome.
Which they're probably bankrupt too.
Yeah, they are too. They're going bankrupt. And Francis was a horrible money manager, but there's not a lot you can do when you spend most of your papacy almost targeting your rage on a weekly basis politically at Catholics in America. He never got over it. That we supported Trump at a 54% rate the first time around. We just never got over it. And that really began to show in recent years. I mean, people will go to very far lengths to make sure that money they donate does not go to the Vatican. I do that. I will not give a cent. If I think even a cent of it is going anywhere outside my local church, I will not give the money. I don't want it in Catholic, the Catholic charitable groups that go down to Mexico and break our laws, facilitate lawbreaking. I don't want it in the Vatican. You send it to the Vatican, it's going to end up in Mexico. It's bad. It just is. That's who this pope was. And many Catholics understood that, did that, and the money dried up. So I think that the selection of an American pope is to keep the American church from drifting away the way the Orthodox Church once did, but also to get Catholics to open their wallets. Or they're going to have to start selling stuff at the Vatican. I mean, like, they're going to have to start real, because they're broke. And you can see the schism there with the money. The money got cut off. I think that's why they went with an American. That's where the money is. And these cardinals and their, can't use that word, pope that they chose, Francis, thumbed their nose one time too many. I mean, the Catholic Church is really in crisis. So it's going to be very interesting to see. This seems like a compromise candidate. If they'd gone with one of the bomb throwers, I mean, bankruptcy is inevitable. So this pope, his first order, he's got to straighten a financial house out. It's not going to be easy. Don't mean to go on and on, Lee, but that's kind of what I see and what I hear and what people are saying in my family and Catholics I know. So. Yeah.
Obviously a huge story for most
huge.
Of the world.
Huge. One thing he could start doing, Pope Leo, stay out of American politics. Stay out of it. Just stay out of it. Now, with that brought up, some interesting things about Leo. He's got a very, very, very long record as a registered Republican in Chicago and voted when he was here. He's obviously spent a lot of time in Peru. But when he has been home, he has religiously, no pun intended, voted in the Republican primary. He's got an actual on-the-ground activist record of showing up at pro-life events and marching in Chicago.
Well, that is the stance of the Catholic Church, if I'm not mistaken, is pro-life.
It is, absolutely. But he's unavowedly pro-life.
Yeah.
He's also pro straight heterosexual marriage. He is not, and he is very emphatically on the record against any kind of gay marriage. None of this accommodating stuff that Francis would do, where he wouldn't bless it. He would make these statements, you know, welcoming people, having couples, even though he couldn't, you know, doctrine-wise undo the teachings of the church. The Pope can't do that. A lot of people don't know that, but they can. He would signal stuff. And this Pope, I don't know, is going to be doing that. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going on here. But I think the biggest motivating factor is with many things in the world, money.
You think?
They need money. They need money, and we have the most money here in America. Catholics have deep pockets, and those wallets are shut. So we'll see. We'll see if he can get the wallets back open. And it may not be that bad his first years. There's some excitement. Nobody knows what he's going to do. It's kind of like the honeymoon of a presidency. But he really needs to lay off the criticisms of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. He did that on border stuff. The weird thing with the Catholic Church and illegal immigrants in America is that to the extent that they have a religion, they're all Catholic. I mean, you look at my church, it's like two churches. We went to the Spanish Mass last week because we were traveling, and that's when we got home. The only person who really fully understands my daughter, she's fluent in Spanish. But, there aren't many people who are there legally. I'm just going to be nice about it. And you know that because they don't speak English. They're newly arrived. And I'm sure some are on visas, but most are not. And so when you consider that a lot of the actual people doing the migrating are Catholics, that's the weird part for the Catholic Church, is to come out against it. Well, okay, but they are the ones moving. They've got to resolve that and stay the heck out of the politics. So I hope this Pope's going to be better. I really do. Because you know what, Lee, we really need all religions and all branches of the tree of Christianity. We need strong moral leaders who will push back on the culture. By the way, he's got a long history of retweeting stuff, pushing back on the woke LGBT plus culture. So we will see. It will be interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on. Deep State launching its survival and comeback tour via what else? Lawfare, their favorite thing. Pay very close attention to everything happening here, okay? This is the beginning of the big story of the Trump administration. Ed Martin was an honest prosecutor. Ed Martin was a real prosecutor, an actual prosecutor. And that is why the swamp so violently rebelled against him. You understand something about the D.C. federal prosecutorial district. There is no other like it in the country or on earth, really. Because it has jurisdiction over all of it, over our intel agencies, over members of Congress, over Senator Tillis himself. They don't want an honest prosecutor. Not at all. That could end everything. I think about it just in terms of Doge for a moment, the way these people think. I mean, what has Doge found in the last week? This to me is a big story of the week. Over 33% of the payments out of the Treasury, because that's where most of the government, federal government payments come from, are fraudulent. They are improper is a better way to put it. That's how Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, put it. Who has jurisdiction over that? Yeah, Ed Martin, right now. Trump's 120-day appointee, temporary appointee. They can't have that. Gravy train's too big. Gravy train's too big. Here's that audio, by the way. Again, folks, this is the biggest story of the week. I don't care what's running in the top 10 stories. For America's future, this is it. Scott Bessent's testimony earlier this week on what Doge is finding since they put the stop payment system on. If you do not have the proper access and proper codes, it won't pay out. Think about this for a minute. Do you know how it worked before? Imagine this, okay? Imagine this is your company. If you had the password to log into the system, the credentials, in other words, to get onto it, you could just make a payment request and it would pay. You didn't need codes. You know, in other words, signifying, hey, I've got this code. This is the section of the budget that authorized this. Congress voted for it. I'm Mike with Mike Satellites. Congress owes me $20 million. Here's the receipts. Going to file my number and then it'll pay. You didn't need any of that. In fact, I suspect what we're going to find is that the login system, the logins for payment were just shared. They just spread like a rumor in the game telephone. People start logging in, get money. I am almost certain that is what we are going to end up finding. Do you know what a good prosecutor could do with that? You know what a good prosecutor could do tracing that money, where it actually went, and how it was spent, if it was illegal? Billions have gone to the Democrat Party. I bet you, I'm sure there's Republicans profiting somewhere along the line too. So just at a bare minimum, note the panic as Doge finds real fraud, waste, and corruption, and that it may be over a third of the federal spending we do. Here's Scott Bessent this week under oath before Congress.
What I can say at Treasury, that of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury account symbol. We discovered that more than one-third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have cracked down on that. Every payment now requires a TASS number.
That is
very simple.
Mind-blowing level of theft. Think about it. The 450 government agencies that they process payments for, not one can pass an audit. Not one. Why? Because every year, as Doge found, $4.7 trillion is dispersed. There's no record of where it went. I mean, they have the numbers that the account it transferred into, but for what? Who's on the other side? And nobody knows. And just as Doge finds that, here comes Tom Tillis. You know, now that I think about it, Ed Martin's a problem. January 6th, blah, blah. It's all connected, folks. It's all connected. This is going to be, I'm telling you, I should clip this so I can play. We are going to find out the theft from us via this system was the greatest theft in human history, in raw dollars per capita, any way you measure it. Maybe known human history. I mean, maybe this is like Incas somewhere stole some money or something. I don't know, but known human history. This is why Tillis, a true swamp creature, is blocking the appointment of Ed Martin. Now, Trump, did the right thing here. This is brilliant. Jeanine Pirro, another real prosecutor, is going to get a 120-day appointment so that Judge Boasberg doesn't get to appoint somebody corrupt. Because if we don't do the appointment by May 20th, then Boasberg and the deep state get their prosecutor appointed. And I'm telling you what, that person will flip immediately, start putting members of the Trump administration in prison. Folks, by the way, you know what this reminds me of? I had notes a while back to point this out to you, the shock of it, how corrupt Bill Barr was. And I forgot because there was so much news. That's the kind of prosecutor they want. Let me tell you what's going on here. Hold on with the music for a sec, Tim, because this is what they're hoping, okay? They were able to gig Trump into appointing really, really, really corrupt people. I think Lindsey Graham was responsible for a lot of it. People who would not go after the swamp. Do you understand what we've learned about Bill Barr? We didn't know what we had on Bill Barr, who was Trump's first incredibly corrupt, pro-swamp, anti-MAGA. God knows why he appointed him attorney general. Do you realize? When we know this now from the IRS whistleblowers, we didn't know before. They came out this fall and did a great interview with Catherine Herridge. It's easy to find on X. It's only about 15 minutes. Do you realize the IRS knew, had it dead to rights, had that laptop a year earlier, knew that the Chinese had illegally given in bribes $30 million to the Biden family, that Joe was the big guy? They said it all in the interview. Yeah, we knew. We had all of it. We had to do it. It was all illegal. And they laundered the money, committed multiple felonies doing it. You know, Bill Barr covered that up. You know that members of the Senate tried to subpoena all of that before the election, and Bill Barr hid it and blocked it. You know what that is? That's not just roadblock in the Senate. That is cover up of crimes. Those whistleblowers were threatened not to pursue this, not to speak out. We had an attorney general under Trump in Bill Barr who spent his time covering the crimes of the Biden regime so as to get him reelected. That's what the swamp wants. They think, well, we'll just throw Ed Martin out. We'll get Trump to appoint somebody like that. He makes bad appointments, right? It's about at 1 in 3, really bad. That's what they're hoping. Trump's like, every one of these is going to get successively worse. And Jeanine Pirro is the next. I think, you know what he should do? Just every 120 days, new prosecutor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, let's be honest, regardless of how the Trump media wants to spin it, Tom Tillis won this round. The real loss to us will be when Trump is forced to pick one that is acceptable and Tom runs to the White House to kiss the ring. Then Trump will say he's a great person doing a good job and then endorse him. Well, yeah, see, the problem there, here's the reality that Trump has, I'm sure he's furious about this behind closed doors. He needs every vote in the Senate to get his agenda through, or we're not going to move these illegal immigrants out. We need the funding for all of it. And it's a political reality. I don't like it. Can't stand Tom Tillis. But it's what Trump deals with. Let me tell you, MAGA will be a lot angrier if Trump's agenda never makes it through. So he needs every vote. Tom Tillis knows it, and he used the power that he has in the moment. He's a bad dude. But, you know, I'm not sure I'm all that opposed to this idea of a new, tougher prosecutor every 120 days. They can't object to them all. So go ahead and put Jeanine Pirro in there. But Jeanine Pirro didn't have anything to do with January 6th. What's Tillis going to say this time? And the next time, and the next time, and the next time? Make Tillis keep defending this, he'll start to look ridiculous. So this is a long-term pressure campaign. And the problem is that Tom Tillis, a rhino senator from North Carolina, is on the Judiciary Committee. And so if he's voting against Trump appointing a real prosecutor who will oversee the swamp and have prosecution authority over the swamp, including Tillis himself, well, we can have that fight. It should, you know, it'd be 11-11, basically. That's how close it is in the Senate. So Tom Tillis has the ability to block Ed Martin. Okay, cool. Go block Pirro too. And block the one after that and the one after that. Good luck running in your state in the primary. Good luck. Wish you luck, hon. It's not a long-term survival strategy for a senator. In other words, if Tillis wants to keep blocking these, he can. This is his last term in the Senate. And he may plan for this to be his last term in the Senate. And whoever's going to pay him when he gets out is whose work he's doing. But Trump can do this. He can just appoint another one every 120 days. And folks, it looks like that's what he's going to do. At least for now. I mean, I'm sure he'll try to get Pirro confirmed or someone else. Because listen to what he's doing, okay? And here's the word on the street that Ed Martin had already launched prosecutorial cases, was working his way toward a grand jury on deep state cases that were scaring them. The swamp creatures. And so the main struggle here is going to be, you know, it's going to take a month just to get a new prosecutor up to speed, and then they've only got 120 days. Well, look what Trump's done here. This could actually work. Ed Martin, he writes, has done an amazing job as interim U.S. attorney over D.C. and will be moving to the Department of Justice as the new director of the Weaponization Working Group. Associate Deputy Attorney General and Pardon Attorney. In these highly important roles, Ed will make sure we finally investigate the weaponization of our government under the Biden regime and provide more needed justice for its victims. Congratulations, Ed. What's going to happen there? He's going to carry right on acting as the prosecutor for the D.C. district, working on those cases from his new perch. And he'll shuffle, Jeanine in there. Maybe Tom Tillis will come up with a new fake reason to oppose her. Maybe he won't. But they're going to stack these attorneys. And you know what? If we have to appoint a new one every 120 days and that's what it takes, well, so be it. In fact, I kind of like the idea. Yeah, it's more work, it's more confusing, it's more chaos. Having to catch some new person up every month. But, you know, you can get good at it. You can go ahead, read them in, go, you know what? You're going to be the dude I'm going to appoint in December of 2025. So go ahead, we'll put you on the working group with that and we'll just keep going these cases. I like the idea of an attorney, prosecuting attorney, who doesn't have to make promises to these senators, who doesn't have to promise things to get their vote. I like that. That's true independence. So yes, this is chaotic, and yes, this is harder, but it might be better. This might really be the way. And somebody coming in every 120 days is going to be a lot more independent. And you know what else is going to be? It's going to be a lot harder for the deep state to get to them. They get to these people. I'm starting to think they've gotten Akash Patel. I'm starting to wonder if they have. And Pam Bondi. I'm telling you what those people go through. It doesn't matter how solid. Akash was awesome. How solid they were when they walked through the door. It's like something zapped their brain. Well, 120 days, you're in, you're out. Awesome. Then you wear on. You're on a committee. Was the deep state going to take out every single one of them? What'll we be up to, 6, 7, 8, 9? We will be if they only serve 120 days. You could take them all out? Got an assassination plan there? Good luck with that. This way, too, the media can't go to work on them. You know how they'll go to work, you know, unconstitutional, unfair, dictator, blah, 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 eroding their credibility? Well, folks, it'll take the media 120 days just to get good and going on them. And then the next one comes in. Folks, there's nothing but upside here. Nothing but upside. Texture rates. So the new civil war will be a battle royale of the shysters, lawyer versus lawyer, case against case. Texturates Tara, Trump could make a DCAG calendar. I like it. No, I do. I do. Texturates Sundance wrote yesterday that Patel, Bondi, and Bongino were worthless. Look, if there's going to be a major purge, I'm going to give him a couple more weeks for it to start. If it doesn't, then we got a problem. No, because folks, one of the biggest stories this week was Pete Hegseth announcing the purge of the military, which needs to happen desperately. Barack Obama fired over 200 or pushed out American, pro-American, normal generals all the way on down to mid-level management staff. Only the Marxists remain. Only the Marxists got promoted. We have a very frightening military upper brass. It's literally terrifying. And it's being built to be turned to military against Americans on our soil. That's what it's being built for. And so look, off the top, Hegseth's like 20% of the top brass going out the door. Amen. I never thought we'd have the courage to do it. And you know what? There's so much going on right now. The media barely blinked. All right, well, that's Hegseth's plan. Hegseth was confirmed a few weeks before Patel. Well, I expect then that Patel's plan to push out 20% of the FBI the first year. I expect to see that in a few weeks. If I don't, if you don't, you'll know. Folks, if you thought this Epstein file situation was strange before with Pam Bondi, our attorney general, remember she hyped, we're going to release, it's going to be great. They had all those influencers, the White House handed them binders full of stuff that had already been publicly known. Weird. And all the hype before it. It's just, the whole thing's weird. It just got weirder. James O'Keefe, undercover investigative reporter, just released this very strange revelation from Pam Bondi. I don't know what to make of it. Take a listen. She's in a restaurant. She's recorded. Someone goes up to her and says, listen, we need the Epstein evidence. We need to know who the Johns are. When is that coming out? Can you give me a date? She says something to this person. It's a random person at a restaurant that she hasn't told the public before. It's a new disclosure. It's a mind-blowing disclosure. Even left James O'Keefe scratching his head. Here it is.
Yesterday, Attorney General of the United States Pam Bondi was at the White House and disclosed what she represented as brand new information in relation to Jeffrey Epstein, the existence of tens of thousands of videos featuring little children.
There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn.
Now, this is the first time an official has publicly acknowledged that videos of Epstein and his victims exist. What you may not know is just 9 days prior, the Attorney General had a very similar conversation with a total stranger in a restaurant.
Do you know when the Epstein files are gonna get released?
We hope soon. The FBI has been.
Okay, so. Any dates?
No, you know what it is? There are tens of thousands of videos.
Yeah.
And it's all with little kids. So they have to go through every one.
In the past, officials have spoken about the, quote, mountain of evidence in the Epstein case. But they've never, previous to that moment, acknowledged on the existence of videos of, quote, little kids. Just a few days later, at 2 p.m. on May 1st, our reporter sent the AG's office the text of the recording. We asked why this detail had not been disclosed to the public, but was instead being told to a random stranger at a restaurant. The Attorney General used almost the exact same language as she did with the stranger in the restaurant, language that we shared with her press office.
There are tens of thousands of videos.
Yeah.
And it's all with little kids.
There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn.
Now, we hesitated to publish this story, but believe, like we did yesterday, that the public has a right to know. And this one raises serious questions. On one hand, why did our country's highest law enforcement official share this information first, not with the American people, but with a self-described nanny at brunch. But more importantly, why was this information held back in the first place? Does this show that a government apparatus is still working behind the scenes to protect powerful people involved in the scandal? Based upon the response to our Epstein story yesterday, it's clear that the American people want answers, and they want accountability.
So that's investigative reporter James O'Keefe. I'm just repeating what she said. I don't know if it's true. She already gigged me once on the Epstein file, so who knows? They're coming out. It's going to be mind-blowing, blah, blah. It was nothing special, nothing new. Tens of thousands of videos with little kids. Now, you got to presume that means of the Johns with little kids. Folks, this is the strangest case ever. And there's folks who've even said, well, you know, maybe there's nothing to it. Maybe it's been overhyped. Oh, no, it hasn't been. You want to know how you know that? Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, is in prison for selling the girls to the Johns. That's the crazy part. And the Johns are just walking around. We don't get to know who they are. So we know it's real. We know it happened. We know they were underage. All that's from the court testimony. It's why the jury convicted her. Why she went to prison. She's sitting there now. Somebody had to buy these girls. Who was it? Tens of thousands of... Okay, folks, that would actually jibe with what I've been telling you and was reported in the UK Daily Mail that literally sat out on the curb and watched the FBI do the raid. Raids, plural. They were bringing out what? Videos. Some of them as old as VHS. Some of them digital. All of them saved. This makes sense. Is she saying those recordings still exist? And after saying this, she's going to have a heck of a time not producing them. I mean, I don't know if we need to watch them or anything, but I could see why it would take time to go through them. It's interesting, isn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.